Wisconsin Eye is in Northern Illinois interviewing Wisconsin Senate Democrats who have left the state in process of the governor's budget bill. And we're talking now to Senator Fred Risser, Democrat from Madison. Fred, thanks. We're not allowed to talk about where we are, but this is a very, you are the longest serving national lawmaker. And of course, you go back how long in the Wisconsin Senate?
Well, I started in the legislature in 1956. Right. I spent 6 years in the Assembly and then moved into the Senate in 1962.
Okay.
I've been the Senate ever since.
Now, how this seems to me as an unprecedented action by you Senate Democrats. Can you think of anything? I remember Joe Winicky took a walk in the middle of the night to avoid, so he didn't have to vote on Miller Park. But how unprecedented is this, Senator?
Well, this is totally unprecedented. I have never experienced anything like this, nor have I ever heard of anything like this happening. And I've been around for some time, as you pointed out.
Yes. Is it a burden for you and other senators to be away from your home, away from your districts, away from your local meetings with the people back home?
Well, it certainly is a change. And, of course, it'd be more convenient to be home. But, you know, it's interesting. The 14 senators have been doing more work, you might say, down here than in Madison. Why do I say that? Because they're on the phone constantly. I find myself spending more time on the phone down here than when I was back in Madison. Madison, there was a lot of one-to-one conversations, but I've been in the constant communication with my office, with the constituents, with individuals that want to contact me. And so I find my day quite busy.
You do. Okay. So how are you staying in touch with your staff? Or
Well, I'm staying in touch with the legislature through my staff and through individuals there, contacting different individuals at different occasions. And, of course, people have access to my cell phone, and I pick up any calls quite regularly. So I'm on the phone most of the time.
You've been away from Madison how many nights, Fred?
Well, we moved out on Thursday. So okay. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, I guess.
How many different beds have you slept in?
I'm not sure, but there have been many. We have moved around a little bit. And so we have had different, we're not all in one place.
Right.
We're spread around fairly close. But we get together at least once a day, and we have our conferences and communications.
Okay. And when do you think you'll be coming back to the Capitol Center?
Well, I'm not sure. We're not going to be stayed out forever, but we'll be back at the appropriate time.
Well, and the biggest reason that you left was, now, you've been counting votes in the Capitol for decades, so you know that the Republicans probably have the votes to pass, so why leave the Capitol?
You know, the reason we left the Capitol was to give the public an opportunity to realize what's happening here. The governor is trying to gut the civil service, really, gut collective bargaining, gut workers' rights. This is something the state of Wisconsin has developed over many years. I'm proud to be a legislator in the state of Wisconsin. And Wisconsin has a great tradition of service by its employees and by supporting its state employees. But we were one of the first states in the Union in the 1905 or 1906 to pass the Civil Service Act. In fact, my grandfather, Ernest Warner, was the one who authored the original Civil Service Act.
The original Civil Service Act in 1905?
In 1905 or 1906, I forget the exact date. And I was in the legislature in 1959 when Wisconsin was the first state in the Union to legislatively permit organization by state employees. And we have developed a tradition, a progressive tradition in Wisconsin to support our public employees. And to have the governor come up at the beginning of the week and try to eliminate this in a matter of days without any warning just doesn't right. And so by pulling out for a while, we're getting the point out, the public's beginning to realize what is actually happening here.
We can't talk about where we are, and I'm fine with that. But do you expect to be back in the Capitol this week, Senator?
Oh, I can't.
By Friday?
I can't answer that question. We'll be back eventually, and we're not, as I say, staying out indefinitely. But this is a fluid situation, and we get together at least once a day, all of us. If we're not personally together in one room, we get together by phone. We had a meeting last night for an hour and a half, and talk things over. So while we're spread around in the area, we're in constant touch with each other.
Well, Jay Heck said, well, you're out of the state, you're not allowed to collect your per diems, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the taxpayers are not paying your hotel and food bills, are
they? No, everyone is paying their own way. We're not being subsidized by anyone, and every one of the 14 senators is using his own credit card or her own credit card.
Do you expect to use your campaign funds to reimburse these costs?
No,
no,
I'm using
my
personal
not.
Funds.
Okay. Okay. Have you been able to sneak back to Madison since you left?
No, I haven't snuck back, but I'll tell you, my wife was down here for a couple of days.
Okay.
She knows where I am, and I needed a change of clothes and a few other things. And so,
did you literally leave with just the clothes on your back?
Yes. And so I called her up, and she was more than willing to join me. And actually, she came down and joined me for a couple of nights and brought down what I needed and has returned home. And so I'm all set for as long as necessary.
Senator Fitzgerald said this morning, this is a dangerous precedent. His words, how do we know the next bill or the next issue Senate Democrats are going to leave the state again? Do you anticipate this happening again?
No, and I don't like to consider this as a precedent. I like to consider this as something that is not going to happen again. And the only reason this is happening is because of the effort of the governor in less than one day to wipe out workers' rights in a matter of a couple of days. And this is so drastic, so utterly incomprehensible that something definitely had to be done to let the public know what is happening here.
Senator, both sides seem really dug in. Is it fair to say Senate Democrats are not going to come back unless there is a compromise that moves the governor and the GOP off of where they are now?
Well, I'm not going to give you the end game because I don't know what the end game is.
Is anybody working on the end game, sir?
Well, we're in communication, obviously, with Madison regularly, and I can tell you that we're not isolated from what's going on. I'm sure that we'll be back at an appropriate time.
Without saying, do you expect to be here one week from today, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Okay. Yesterday, Senator Fitzgerald said, we may move the photo ID bill on Thursday through the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, you're a former Senate president. You were Senate president for decades. How do you feel about the GOP teeing up one of its goals for a potential action where there's no Democrats in the chamber, sir?
I suppose they could do that even if Democrats were in the chambers by adjusting the rules as they have, by calling special sessions, by working under emergency provisions of the rules, they're able to move things along. They have the majority of the votes. Obviously, we hope to be there to give a presentation, our views on these. Obviously, while we're out, they have the majority of the votes, and I suppose they can do what they want. But that's not democracy. That's not the way it's supposed to be run. What we're trying to do is make a point. We're trying to slow things down on one issue, workers' rights, something that the state of Wisconsin has developed over 100 years. And we do not expect to have those things wiped out overnight.
You've been able to slow down and block Senate passage for now 5 going on 6 days. Haven't you served your first purchase with tens of thousands of protesters? More attention nationally and internationally has been given to the issue. Aren't you delaying the inevitable Senate passage of the governor's budget repair bill?
I don't think anything is inevitable. But I think what we have done is brought awareness of what is happening, that our governor has been arbitrarily mm-hmm. developing and capriciously, in my opinion, trying to eliminate almost 100 years of workers' rights in this state just by a snap of the fingers, without doing anything but slipping this in another bill. And the public did not realize this was coming about, and we didn't realize the extent of the governor's efforts to affect adversely working people in this state, not just state employees, but all municipal employees, teachers, and all workers. These people are entitled to have certain rights and guarantees, and all they're asking is that they have those rights that they've had and they built up over 100 years. The economics of the issue is not really at stake here.
The governor last night and the governor's office today has issued a statement saying if the budget repair bill doesn't pass, we're going to begin notifying state workers of 1,500 layoffs. Some of them will be your constituents. Your reaction to layoffs instead of the budget repair bill, sir?
Oh, I think something will pass. Unions have indicated that they're willing to work with the state, as they have in the past, and that the economics is off the table. Well, when the economics issue is off the table, then the final issue is workers' rights, and should the governor be able to eliminate all workers' rights? There's no reason for it. There's no basis for it, other than there's some sort of a right-wing conspiracy here, I think, to just eliminate the middle class in this country.
Which is more acceptable, 1,500 layoffs or the budget bill as the governor submitted it, Senator?
I do not think there is an economic crisis that cannot be taken care of on a bipartisan basis. And I think that that has already been determined. Well, once you've solved the economic, there's no basis for laying people off. And so I don't anticipate to see a large layoff.
You don't? No. Okay. So tell me again about life on the lam.
Well, you know, it's different. And as I say, I spent more time on the telephone here than I do back in Madison. But if everything else is over with, if the day is done, I have a couple of good books to read. And,
what are you reading?
Well, let's see. I'm reading right now something like Lincoln's Lawyer. I just got
Lincoln's
started.
Lawyer.
Yeah, it's number one on the bestseller, and it's a new book. I just got into it today.
Now you're an avid bicyclist and hiker. Did you bring your bicycle?
The weather's not quite up to it.
Okay.
But we have one member of our body who's a marathon runner who does get up at weird hours.
That's
and,
Chris.
And runs.
Senator Larson.
Yes, and runs in the morning. And if you get a chance to talk to him, he was telling me the other day that he gave that up for a couple of days and it bothered him, but he's not back into it to where he gets his running in.
Well, Governor Walker, as recently as yesterday, said, Democratic senators, do your job. You're paid $50,000 a year. Do your job.
We are doing our job. We're bringing to the public's attention what is happening here. The governor is trying to wipe out workers' rights overnight. We're bringing that to the attention of the public, and you can see why hundreds of thousands of people that have come to the Capitol over the last several days, that this does have an effect. People are beginning to concern themselves. From what we understand, the various polls that have been taken show that the people do not want workers' rights eliminated. They're ready to have public employees contribute to the economic problems, and they're willing to do that. In fact, they have done it, and they're willing to do that. So it's not an economic issue. It's the workers' rights issue that's involved.
Are you getting any threats to your office because you're not in the Capitol?
I have not heard specifically of any threats. Some of the other senators have indicated that they have had threats to their offices, but my office, if they've had any threats, haven't related it to me.
So is the Senate, which you care passionately about, is working even though Democratic senators are out of state, and you haven't damaged the Senate that you care about so deeply by doing this?
I'm a very strong supporter of the institution. I believe in democracy. And, you know, Wisconsin is a wonderful state. And we have a great progressive tradition. We have some wonderful individuals. And I have no criticism about individuals who are supporting the state. But I can tell you that our governor, in my opinion, and I've served with 12 different governors, half of them Democrats, half of them Republicans. This governor, in less than 2 weeks, has done more damage to the overall state by his arbitrary and capricious activities than any other governor I've served with. And what we're trying to do is to bring out to the public that here we have a governor that is attempting to eliminate workers' rights that have been built up over 100 years. And this is one way we've been able to do it.
How come everything has to be so secret? The State Patrol has no jurisdiction outside the state of Wisconsin, so why is...
I don't think anything's so secret.
Why is everything so secret?
I don't think everything's so secret. You're here, and anyone who wants to talk to us can do that. My cell phone is constantly ringing, and we've been in constant communication. So there's nothing really secret about the fact that we're in northern Illinois, south of the border.
In summary, then, extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures?
You summarize it. This is extraordinary. I cannot remember in my career any governor, Democrat or Republican, trying to completely wipe out 50 to 100 years of progress that our workers have made. And this is a very unique and a very difficult time.
And final question, you don't know when you and the other Senate Democrats will be back, and you're willing to miss the vote if you have to on the photo ID. It is that important an issue that the reason you're
I don't know what the Democrats, or what the, excuse me, what the Republicans will do while we're gone. They have the votes to do just about anything they want. And they have those same votes even if we're there. The difference being that we can communicate our viewpoints. But this, the elimination of workers' rights, this is not an economic issue really. It's an elimination of workers' rights. Is so serious that we took this action in order to slow things up, give the public a chance to react, and you can see they have reacted.
Okay, now this will be my final question, I promise. If we have this impasse on a budget fix-up bill, how in the world can we pass a budget for the next 2 years, sir? Are we going to see another impasse in 4 months when it comes time to vote on the budget?
You're not going to see Democrats or Republicans walk it out. This is, a very unique thing. It hasn't happened before, and I don't expect to have it happen again. But I can't imagine any governor, Democrat or Republican, trying to wipe out all workers' rights in a matter of less than a week. This is something that is unprecedented and calls for unprecedented reaction.
Senator Fred Risser, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I'll let you get back to answering your cell phone.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.